Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our galleries, a deep we search to know
a the late great Dan Fogelberg brings us back. That's the Nexus, first song on the Innocent Age album. It's a good one. Still a great album after 30 years. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Pat Sigmund is our guest. She's great, too. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. We're talking about how to believe your own eyes. Why you should believe. If your customers are coming in your door, and they're buying from you, and they're talking about doing more business, and they seem to be doing okay, then believe that, Pat, right? Don't look at them and then turn on CNBC and see that Europe's tanking and run your business based on what Europe's doing. Believe your own eyes and take baby steps when you need to. Take a full step when you think it's warranted. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I think take those baby steps and take a full step when you have that much confidence. But it's different than you would have behaved, different attitude than several years ago in your business, and you want to capitalize on it.
But Pat, if we're still in business after all these, after the last 3 years, if you're still in business, haven't you pretty much already figured out how to operate lean and mean and efficiently with systems that are hitting on all cylinders? If you hadn't done that, you wouldn't still be in business, would you?
Well, there's a lot of people still running on empty there, you know. There's inventory-based companies are terribly suffering, and the hope for when will it be over is still there, and a lot of people can't pay their debts, and their homes.
Well, those people are I'm sorry to say this, but I mean they're extinct. They just haven't done it yet.
Yeah,
right. I mean, it's just a matter of time.
But if
you're still in business and you're like that, then you're living on your equity you built up over the last 20 years, and that's not good.
Yes, they're living on it, and they're stretched thin, and a lot of them don't have the formula yet for moving forward because they don't know what forward
is.
Well, why
don't they call you? Because you do have it. I don't understand what the problem is.
we work on it, believe me.
Yeah. But you talked about inventory. See, that's another thing. People don't need to be carrying the inventory. They carry inventory like they used to, do they? There are supply chain systems out there that will allow you to serve your customers without having to build a bigger warehouse, aren't there today?
Yeah, there's a lot of virtual warehousing and e-commerce and ordering online and all these kind of things that, it's hard for a business that's having so much trouble to implement that kind of thing right now.
Well, and the thing is instead of, you've got to think about just in time, not just in case with inventory too, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, just in time is just what it says, just in time.
Just in time means you got too much inventory, probably.
I mean,
just in case, I should say, just in case, the old way, that means you got too much inventory. Just in time means that you're using partners to help you get the inventory there when you need it, not just in case.
Yeah, and people have cut staff, and sometimes they're still left with people who are not on board with changing to newer ideas and newer behaviors, and it's hurting. You really need to keep biting the bullet day after day after day. Fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting for the job.
Well, this comes back to what I've said for 3 years now, Pat, and that is that this thing that we're in is not going to be a sprint to recovery. It's going to be a marathon to recovery.
Yeah, and it's changed. It's not going to be what it was.
Ever again.
It's going to be a different thing. Never again.
If you're forlorn, if you're nostalgic for 2005, go ahead and shut down now because you're not going to like what we're doing, where we're going, are you?
No. Totally different.
Go ahead and
we see it everywhere.
Don't eat any more of your equity, folks. If you can't handle a life without 2005 or 1995 or something like that, don't eat any more of your equity trying to save your company. Take whatever you got and head for the hills because it ain't going to be like this going forward.
That's right.
I mean, it's not going to be like that going forward, I should say. Last thoughts. I got about 40 seconds, Pat. What do you think?
Well, it ain't over till it's over. I mean, look in the mirror, get some help, change, outsource, take market yourself to death, inexpensive marketing. Look for ways to increase the sales that you have and keep the expenses down.
And believe your own eyes.
Yep.
Look around you. If you're doing okay, then believe your eyes and grow on that, not on what you see on television or reading the paper. Pat, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
Check it out. The book is Six Steps to Creating Profits. That's by Patricia Sigmund. Thanks, Pat. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.